They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
I love Christmas. I wish every day was Christmas.
I know.
Every day. We should do this podcast every day, 365 days a year.
I wouldn't hate that.
It would not be awful. I don't know if there's, do you think there's that much Christmas stuff to talk about?
Yes.
Perfect. It's
perfect.
Great. Let's do it.
So are we, what are we talking, white Christmas? Why Christmas is white? What?
Yes. Why are Christmases white? The answer, Heather, is snow.
Okay.
So a white Christmas is defined as there being an inch of snow on the ground the morning of December 25th. It doesn't have to be a new inch of snow. So
a full inch. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Especially in Seattle where we don't get a lot of snow.
I think the last white Christmas in Seattle was 10 or 15 years ago. It does not happen very often.
No.
Although I will say, so Brooke and I use a different weather app. She saw snowflakes today and tomorrow on her phone.
What?
Anything could happen, Heather.
I did see that there was going to be a low of 33, which is technically cool enough to maybe make snow if it's, you know, windy.
Yeah. Really, you've lived in places where it snows a lot.
Yes.
Good snow weather is like 35, 36.
Yeah.
You know, so it's cold up.
In the highs.
Yeah. That's when you get those big fat Christmas snowflakes.
Yes. Yeah. With snowflakes, size does matter.
Absolutely.
It's funny, though. I like all the snowflakes. Like, I really like when the really fast little tiny ones go.
Interesting.
And then I like when the big ones flow down slowly.
Probably one of the coolest snowfalls I've ever seen. So I used to live in the mountains.
I know. How did we get you out of the mountains?
I just moved.
Did we send a search party?
No.
Were there dogs?
There were no dogs, but I lived at like 6,500 feet. Considering right now we're at like 100 feet.
Wow.
So a long ways up there. And the area I lived in probably got 200 inches of snow a year. So a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at work one day in August and look outside and there were snowflakes that were probably the size of like a 50-cent piece. Just like, it didn't accumulate. It didn't stay on the ground.
Oh.
But it was cold enough in August one time for it to snow. It was incredible. They were huge flakes. They were flakes that you'd like look at and you could see like the like geometric shape of the snowflake. It was amazing. Absolutely cool.
So, I don't know. A couple weeks ago, Cliff and I listened to this podcast on slow speed.
Yes.
And I was just imagining you describing, dude, so this one time in August, there were dime-sized snowflakes. I'm just imagining how high you're going to sound when you...
We did a test, and everyone, when you slow them down, I think it was 50%, right, to half speed?
Yes.
Either sounds very, very drunk. Or very, very high. And it just depends on the person.
Inebriated.
Yeah, very much so.
Hilarious. If you're listening on Apple iTunes, immediately listen to us slow.
Slow it down.
Don't do it fast, though. If you do it fast, it's oh my God, you can't handle us fast.
I sound like a scary chipmunk.
Too fast, too flurious.
Heather is, she is a wordsmith. There's no other word for it. Anyway, how much of the United States do you think has a white Christmas every year?
Oh, yes. I didn't do the homework and guess
yet. It's fine. We're just going to keep coming back.
How much percentage?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say 16%.
Wow. That's not even close.
Okay.
So Montana, Idaho, mm-hmm. Utah, that kind of area, they have a really good chance of it being
of
a white Christmas.
Of course. But yeah. Like Guam and Puerto Rico and Hawaii.
Super low chance.
Right.
Like, I don't think
Alaska
has a very good
yes.
chance. Outside of those areas, though, your chance is like 50-50.
Right.
So in those areas, it's way better.
Right.
But last year was the lowest percentage ever, just 25%.
Well, I thought it was even lower than
that.
That
is true.
So
yeah.
25% is like, those are good odds.
You've lived in Seattle for too long.
I know. Well, when I lived in New Jersey, we didn't often have a white Christmas.
Really?
When I lived in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, they never white Christmas.
When I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, even though we got tons of snow, it wasn't every year.
Interesting, because I have driven through Omaha, Nebraska twice in the winter, and it was a very white Christmas both times.
Huh. And yeah, Seattle, I've been here for 8 years. So
yeah. I don't, do you miss having a white Christmas?
You've not had
a white,
at all.
Me either.
Nope. The 5 years I lived in Omaha and had snow 5 months out of the year.
Yep.
done.
Yeah. The 4 years I lived in Park City, Utah at 6,500 feet and 200 inches of snow, that was enough snow for me forever.
Now I'm really going on a tangent. But I was literally thinking all the snow that I need is in a snow globe.
Absolutely.
And then I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if Cliff knows about the rain globes.
Wait, what?
Yes. Okay, so I recently emceed the March of Dimes Signature Chef's Auction. Congratulations to them. They raised like 80 grand, 79,000.
Wow. Nice.
But the auctioneer was Fred Northrup Jr., and he has invented something.
I wish I'd invented something.
I know. Rain globes.
They're very cool. I'm looking at their website right now. They're neat.
Yeah, they're in Seattle. Yes, it rains, but they've also got like London rain globes. They've got other cities. They've got like a rubber ducky rain globe for children. So
this is maybe the most local shout out you can do. The very first, if you go to rainglobes.com, the very first one is a rain globe that says, "Even in the rain, I love Ketchikan." Like, I know that's here somewhere, but I have no idea where.
Cliff! Oh my
gosh. Am I missing out on Ketchikan?
No, but we should get Fred to make us We're So Xmas rain globes.
Oh, does he make custom ones?
He will
he
for
does.
Us.
He does. It's on his website.
And he will for us.
Absolutely, he will. These are very cool.
We're going to put this in the show notes.
Absolutely. This is a good, like, if you know, it's a little late being Christmas Eve.
Here's what you're going to do. If you forgot to give someone a gift.
Whoops.
You're going to order a bunch of these rain globes, and then you're going to send them a card and say, "Hope you'll take my rain check on your Christmas gifts."
A wordsmith, I tell you, people.
I'm just trying to solve your problems.
It's beautiful. I love it. These are great.
Yes.
You can buy them at Ace Hardware if you live here.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Locally. So it's not too late.
It is not too late.
It's to your local Ace. Ace is the place.
Yes.
With the rain globes.
Or Bartell Drugs.
Ooh, Bartels!
Yeah.
We love Bartels.
They do some cool stuff with teddy bears.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. That is super fun, Heather. I like that a lot.
I do too. I'm glad we segued.
Every podcast you listen to is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
We have plans, the best laid plans. And we usually circle back to them eventually. Do you want to talk about Chonky Cats?
Oh, Chonky Cats!
Chonky Cats.
I totally was like, mic drop, we're done.
No, we're close. We're super close.
Well, once upon a time, Cliff.
In a faraway land?
Years ago, before the internet, when you were a cat lady, you lived at home with cats, and then you just got more cats, and that was
and more cats.
Your life.
And then once hoarders came around, you got your own TV show?
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen, but your love life revolved around cat cuddles. And that's okay because cats are wonderful. We Are So Xmas is pro cats.
Absolutely. You know what my favorite thing about cats are?
They knock things off counters.
Yeah.
They butt you in the head.
Yeah.
They're fluffy.
I love how they sit in boxes. Actually, you know what I love more than anything?
What?
I love when people have, this is not what originally I was going to say, so we'll get back to that. I love when people have like a clear dish and their cat squishes into it.
Yes.
And you're like, how does that, I don't even, why is that cat upside down in that glass vase?
Because cats are liquid.
I swear, it's amazing.
There was a Nobel Prize one about cats being liquid.
It makes so much sense.
Yes.
No, the thing I like most about cats is that when you scratch them, they purr.
Yes.
I love cat purrs. It's like, and that like, sometimes, depending on the cat and depending how relaxed that cat is, like you can scratch them faster,
mm-hmm.
they'll purr faster. And I don't know. My dog purrs a little bit too. And it's just like it's an indication for me that I'm doing good.
It would be funny if humans made a weird sound when we were having pleasure, like, oh, Heather's happy. Somebody must be petting Heather.
Just like come up and rub their head. They're like,
I know.
I'm kind of glad that's not true.
So we love cats.
Absolutely.
But before the internet, cat people had the company of cats and not necessarily the company of a lover.
Exactly.
But now that we have the internet, cat people can meet each other on websites like Chunky Cat, a site for people who have chunky cats.
I love the fact that that is a website. Every once in a while, you'll hear someone talk disparagingly about, oh, like, we shouldn't be, you know, shaming these cats and calling them chonky. I'm like, no, no, you absolutely should, because chonky as a verb describes a very specific kind of cat, and I love that kind of cat.
Right. And also people say you shouldn't be glorifying cats that might be pre-diabetic because they're overweight, for example. And I always argue that cats come to us as they do, and a lot of times we adopt a cat who is already chonky.
Well, and sometimes chonky can just mean extra floof.
It can.
Yeah.
So in Chicago, a chonky cat enthusiast lady.
Her name's Anna.
Anna sees a photo of a chonky cat enthusiast man.
Named Adam.
In the UK, 4,000 miles away.
It's a long ways.
She comments on the photo of Adam. Both are cute.
Very cute.
With a little arrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like arrow ears, like cat ear arrows.
Both cute.
And this is their meet cute. This is how it all begins.
It's amazing.
This love story. They start talking. He travels to Chicago. It is the beginning of a Hallmark movie, Cliff.
They're both cute together.
They're cute together. They're both very cute people.
I love her hair.
But yeah, apparently they like the same movies. They like the same foods and entertainment. And they like chonky cats.
I would watch this movie.
Netflix.
Absolutely.
Based on real life events.
Love story for the ages.
Tomorrow's Christmas, Cliff.
Tomorrow's Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's finally here.
It is a good thing that we have all of today to prepare for it.
I'm probably still not quite done shopping.
Oh my gosh.